Hi everyone, this is Matt Fletcher, Senior Pastor of Webster Bible Church, your pastor for the day. Most of us are familiar with King David in the Old Testament. Despite his flaws, David was a man after God's own heart. God used him in a mighty way, but God also surrounded David with mighty men. In 2 Samuel 23, we find the record of King David's mightiest warriors, the cream of the crop, the top notch, the best of the best, simply known as the Three. The first was Jashobeam. His name means the people will return, or to whom the people will turn. This indicates reliability. People kept coming back to him because they could count on him. Jashobeam was a mighty warrior. He once used his spear to kill 800 enemy warriors in a single battle. While our trust is to be ultimately in the Lord and not in men, we are to be trustworthy, and we are to surround ourselves with people who are faithful and trustworthy. Jashobeam was the kind of guy folks could count on. Are you? Next in rank among the three was Eleazar. His name means, God is my helper. In Psalm 54, David testified, Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is the upholder of my life. When the men of Israel were in a fierce battle, some of them started retreating. But not Eleazar. He took his stand and struck down the Philistines, and the Lord worked a great victory. Speaking through his prophet Isaiah, the Lord declared, I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, Fear not, I am the one who helps you. Does your life, like Eleazar's name, testify that God is your helper? What mighty exploits do you take on for the Lord? Feats that could only be accomplished in his strength. How are you trusting the Lord to help you? Are you seeking him and his strength continually? Shammah was the third warrior mentioned among the three. His name simply means there. The implication being, the Lord is there. It signifies God's abiding presence and is meant to be a word of encouragement in difficult times. This is the note on which the book of Ezekiel ends. And the name of the city from that time on shall be Yahweh Shammah. The Lord is there. In fact, this is the note on which the whole Bible ends in Revelation 21 and 22. As I read this, I thought to myself, Oh, that people would see my life, my home, my church, and exclaim, There, the Lord is there. Is that your desire? Oh, let us live accordingly. As we think about the three, may our thoughts rise to the one, our Lord Jesus Christ. Was there ever a warrior like him? In the closing pages of Scripture, Revelation 19:11-16, the Apostle John testifies, Then I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. The one sitting on it is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. He is clothed in a robe dipped in blood, and the name by which he is called is the Word of God. And the armies of heaven, arrayed in fine linen, white and pure, were following him on white horses. On his robe and on his thigh he has the name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. King Jesus is the greater David, and under his direction like a mighty army moves the church of God. One day the church militant will be the church triumphant. In the meantime, may God raise up faithful men and women who are good soldiers of Jesus Christ. Like many of David's mighty men, we may not attain to the three, which is to say that we may not be as famous or as gifted as others, but we can fight the good fight of faith and serve with the strength and energy that God supplies. Then in everything we do, we will bring glory to God through Jesus Christ. And as Peter says, all glory and power to him forever and ever. Amen. This is Matt Fletcher, Senior Pastor of Webster Bible Church. We are located on Holt Road in Webster, New York. Our mission is to glorify God by making disciples who embrace God's truth, enjoy God's people, and extend God's glory. Next Saturday, April 25th, from 9 to 5, we are hosting a conference called Through the Lens of Scripture, a Biblical Evaluation of Roman Catholicism and Eastern Orthodoxy. The conference is free and includes lunch. For more information about this conference and about our church, visit our website at www.websterbible.org. It has been my privilege to be your pastor for the day. Thanks for listening.